Welcome to Bad Advice with Wolfie and Corey. Yes, a new advice show, because there's not enough of those in the world, I'll tell you that much. And today is the first episode. That's right. First episode of us taking questions from you, the listeners, and giving advice as one does. However, we're actually supposed to do it on purpose. We, of course, have with us Corey Strode and Wolfie B. Bad, and they will be giving you advice throughout the years, because, of course, I'm assuming that's how long the show is going to last, or just this week. We'll start with a little, because it's the first episode, we'll start with a little bit of an introduction. Corey, why don't you explain a little bit about yourself, why you think you are one to give advice, and we'll go from there.
Hi, I'm Corey Strode. I'm the owner of the Solitaire Rose Network and the host of Crazy Comics and Stories, the weekly news update, Solitaire Rose Novelcast, Solitaire Rose Radio, Solitaire Rose Series and Review, and in my spare time, I sleep. And the reason I am able to give advice is I have a bachelor's degree in psychology.
Ooh. Well, that is definitely a good reason to do that, or be able to do that. And then we, of course, have Wolfie B. Bad. Wolfie, what about yourself?
Well, hello. My name, like he said, is Wolfie B. Bad. Yes. Corey may own all of those things, the Solitaire Rose Network and stuff like that, but I have top billing, so, you know, there.
How did that happen?
Because I wrote the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to pay attention to these contracts a little closer, don't I?
No, please don't. Never pay attention to anything I give you, just sign it like you normally do.
Okay.
Okay, good. Why am I good? Oh, yes, right. Well, Corey, yes, he has a bachelor's degree in psychology. I, however, am a bachelor, and that's a very important thing. It gives me, I'm also a male, which means I know so much and need to give it all to everyone, and I should never keep my opinion to myself, because that would be wrong and selfish.
Is that really all?
What do you mean? Isn't that enough?
Sure, sure. shall we start with the first question, I guess, from our listeners? We actually already have a few, and we'll tell you later on how to get them to us. Let's see. The first one actually comes from Stephanie. How should I feel if I can find someone who would order a hit on Agent Orange?
Well, Not exactly what I was expecting for an advice column, but I don't think you should order a hit on anyone, especially an agent. I mean, if he's an agent, that means he's part of an agency, and part of an agency means he's part of a bigger thing, and these things never end well, because then they have to attack you, and then you have to get people to attack them, and back and forth, and back and forth, and it's a never-ending cycle of horror. What you should do instead is try to find friends who live in other countries so that you can hide from this agent. Maybe change your name. Get plastic surgery. Change how you look. Dye your hair. Hiding, I think, is the best advice that I could give if there's an agent after you. Wolfie?
Well, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, taking out a hit on Agent Orange, I mean, it happens all the time. It's kind of actually a sick and demented thing that I have seen. I see it all the time in restaurants and in kitchens and even in the workplace. I mean, I see them go up to Agent Orange and they peel his skin off. I mean, they just skin him in front of everybody. And then what's worse is they start eating the insides. I mean, it's like they don't care if Agent Orange is hurt or anything like that. I felt really bad about Agent Orange getting this treatment everywhere. I'm guessing it's actually multiple Agent Oranges, because after you get, you know, skinned alive and then eaten, you tend to die. So, you know, there usually isn't more. So I don't think you should feel necessarily bad for Agent Orange if somebody wants to put a hit out on him. And really, they seem pretty easy to get rid of because they just sit there. At one time, they did offer me a piece of Agent Orange, and I tried it. It was very sweet. And then I was told that it's okay because they just grow on trees. So there's so many agents in the world. You may never get away from them, but if you continue to skin and eat them, you can do that. I guess my advice would be don't pay anybody to do it because they're really easy to take out on their own.
Okay. Corey, do you have a rebuttal to that?
I like oranges, but I prefer tangerines because they're not as messy.
What do you mean? No. Tangerines aren't as good because it's longer to stay.
But you can dream about them.
You dream about tangerines?
Yes, tangerine dream.
Tangerine dream. All right, Corey, we need to set some ground rules here.
No rules. We are going to give advice based on our beliefs, our past experiences, and our moral center, which is probably a bad idea to say to Wolfie because Wolfie has no moral center. But I do, and it's chewy and covered in nougat. Dan, I think we should probably go on.
Wait, no. This is an important thing. Tangerines versus oranges. Okay, look. Now, first of all, I have to ask, why is your tangerine covered in nougat?
My moral center is covered in nougat. My tangerine is covered in tangerine skin.
Oh, your moral center.
Pay attention! Life moves pretty fast. You got to pay attention here, Wolfie.
You'll move fast. Let me tell you about how moving fast. I'll tell you about moving fast. I can get moving fast. I can eat an orange all day. Let me tell you that one right now. And I will come and I will suck out your moral center with the nougat and the cream and the
Dan, moving on.
What? Moving on? Oh, all right. Well,
you said that I wouldn't get molested on this podcast.
I have never said anything like that. I would never say something like that because it would be a lie, and I know it would be a lie. And I never lie.
Let me look at the contract while you read the next question.
All right. Let's see, the next question. The next question comes from Stacy. Stacy writes, Dear Wolfie.
Right, it's just me.
No, she writes, Dear Wolfie and Corey.
Really? You sure?
Yes, it says, Dear Wolfie and Corey, my last party got a little out of control, and when we woke up from our blackouts, we found that a stray hooker had decided to, and I quote, wander in and OD in our hotel bathtub. Can you share with us your secrets to remove a dead hooker from a hotel room without alerting the authorities or the hotel staff? Thanks. Corey?
Well, first, you have to remember that there are cameras everywhere now. That not only are there cameras in the hotel hallways, but everybody has a phone camera. You know, everybody who has a cell phone has a camera. So you're going to have to be really, really smart about this. First, dress the hooker. Make sure that they're dressed in casual clothing. Because if you're going to be doing this late at night, and most people don't. You know, at 3 in the morning, if they're wearing, high-end attire, it's going to draw some attention. I've been to hotels, especially hotels where there are hookers in the hallway, and most people who are in the halls at 3 in the morning, they're not exactly a fashion plate. They're usually wearing a t-shirt, sweats. So, dress the hooker's remains appropriately. Also, it's good to a baseball cap. I'm sure that a lot of people are throwing away their Make America Great cap, so you could probably find one of those in any garbage can across America. Pull that on, pull it down, and sunglasses. Then, both arms around, you know, to put the arms around you and whoever's helping you, so that you're kind of helping them walk. So that if anybody asks, you could say, oh, she had way too much to drink at the Trump rally. Which everyone will believe. See, you've got a good cover story. Then you get the person to the car, help them into the back seat. Again, they have cameras in the parking lots. Help them into the back seat. Then drive to the nearest swamp and help this person walk to their next appointment, their next stage of life, their next, and make sure it's not a radioactive swamp or a swamp where they used to have, you know, demonic rituals or an Indian burial ground, because I've read enough EC comics to know that if this hooker comes back to life, they're going to want to kill you.
How would we bringing them to DC is going to help?
No. A real swamp, not a metaphorical swamp. A real swamp.
Okay. So.
And then let nature take its course. Release your hooker into the wild. Wolfie?
Oh, that's so sweet.
And if anybody asks, just say that the hooker went to live at a farm upstate.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened to my uncle.
And pretty much every dog we ever owned when I was a kid.
Oh, it must be a big farm.
Upstate, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're supposed to answer these with our moral center, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't say my moral... I didn't say I was a good person. I just said that I'm a moral person. Morals can be good or bad.
No. First of all, I understand that. But the thing is, first of all, morally, I cannot support the idea of dressing anyone, even someone dead, as a Trump supporter. That's just, it's just not right. I mean, if you are a Trump supporter, that's fine. That means you're dressing yourself. But you can't dress other people because, you know, I understand that this is a hard thing for a lot of Trump supporters to understand. But, you know, I can't think of the word. Hold on. I forgot the word because I don't have a bachelor's degree in psychology that I printed out on my printer. Let's see here. What's the word when you have to say yes?
Yes?
No. Consent. Consent.
Oh.
There we go. I know
why Wolfie doesn't know that word.
I know, it's hard for me to remember. But anyway, I think consent is a very important thing when it comes to Trump.
Wolfie thinks consent is important. I have recordings and pictures and video that show that you don't give a shit about consent when it comes to me.
You are a whole different matter.
My therapist says not to see you no more.
Well, yeah, but you're under contract. wait a minute. Does that make you the hooker that OD'd?
Senator, I have no knowledge of those events.
Okay. Going back to the actual question quick for a second. I think the most important part of this question actually brings up another question. Why was I not invited to this party? I should have been there. I could have been there. As most people know, wolves could get rid of that body, no problem. Of course, I probably would have eaten her before she died, but that's a whole nother matter. Are we back to the oranges? Anyway, if I had been there, you wouldn't have had this problem. So really, the best way is to make sure that I am invited to your parties. It's really the easiest way to fix this problem. Because you made this mistake, I'm not sure if I should give you advice, But I will. I think that really you should do most of what Corey said, because you could dress her up, whichever. Unfortunately, he's probably right. Using the Trump attire will actually explain all of the problems you would have with them being passed out, telling them they're drunk, telling them that they don't like to talk to anybody who's different from them, and get them in the car. I don't know if you should drop them off at the swamp, though. My advice is probably drop them off at Dick Cheney's place. Because at best or at worst, he's going to come out, get surprised, yell pheasant, and shoot her in the face. So, and then get the corpse to apologize. So that's my dated advice. Corey?
I have no idea what to add to that.
That's okay, neither do I.
Dan?
Yes, so, all right. So we've had two questions today, and I think they were actually answered. We had, how should I feel if someone would order a hit on Agent Orange? And we had the advice of don't put out a hit. Because they're already being done, as far as I can tell, was the advice there. Hide and have an orange. I think that's what was... Anyway. And then, of course, we had the OD'd hooker getting out of the hotel. And I do believe that the end advice to that was dress them up and bring them to a swamp, whichever swamp you wish to bring them to. And hopefully they won't come back as a super villain to take you out. Was that correct, Corey?
Well, not a super villain, but a shambling corpse.
Oh, a shambling corpse. I'm sorry.
A zombie seeking revenge.
Oh, a revenge-seeking zombie. So do your best to not have that occur. Yes, well, do either of you have any closing statements this evening?
Yes, please send us advice on anything from your love life to financial matters to how to cook a wonderful brisket, and we will give you the best possible advice that we can. Wolfie?
I would like invites to parties. I would like invites to beds. I will jump over and molest Corey at the moment. Here I come!
Ah! God damn it!
I got a leg. Oh, wait. Oh, hey, what's it? Why is there a dollar stuck up here?
Just never mind.
I ain't.
Okay. That is something I did not want to see.
You didn't want to see it.
No. Why is the dollar brown? Never mind. So, bad advice will, of course, be happening hopefully on about every other week or every 3 weeks, depending on how often we can get questions in and how often we can actually get together and record. So please, send in your questions. As Corey said, send in your questions about love advice, financial advice, advice on what comics you want to read, advice on what you should wear on Tuesday mornings.
A vest.
Corey says a vest. So I guess you don't need to send that question in anymore. That has been answered.
I don't think a vest. I think you should just go all natural.
If you don't like your job anymore, sure.
Well, how do you know they work on a Tuesday? You know what? That's an assumption on your part, and that is jobist. Not everybody works on a Tuesday, Corey.
Well, they should.
just because you work 7 days a week, because you decided to get so many jobs to the point where you're working when you're sleeping, which is just sad, by the way.
No, it's not. I am sleeping my way to the middle class.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you wear a vest when you sleep?
I'm not saying.
What do you mean you're not saying? This is a very important thing. Because that means if you have a sleep shift on Tuesday, you're not wearing a damn vest.
You don't know that.
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't want to know how you know that.
Well, ever wake up with somebody else's fur in your underwear and don't know why?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe I agreed to be part of this. Okay, So Tuesdays, wear a vest or wear Wolfie, apparently. So wear a vest. Where was I going? Oh, yes, so send advice. You can send it multiple places. You can send it to wolfiebbad@gmail.com. That is Wolfie, the letter B, and then bad@gmail.com. Corey, do you have a place that they could send stuff to you specifically?
Anything you want to send, send to solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. And as with all of the shows on the Solitaire Rose Network, this one has ads. Here they are. That's right. Here at the Solitaire Rose Radio Network, we have ads. And our first sponsor is me. That's right. Your charming and delightful old Uncle Rat Bastard. I have my first book out with Dangerous Dan Moore. It's the first 100 strips of our online web strip, Worldwide News, the story of the lowest-rated cable news network. And you can get yourself a copy with commentary, with all sorts of extras, with signatures and everything. Just email Dan over at lordshadowflame@gmail.com. Our top sponsor, who's been with us since day one, is DreamHost. DreamHost.com. You need yourself a website, and DreamHost.com is the number one web host in the whole known universe. Just head over to DreamHost.com, put in the code CRAZY, K-R-A-Y-Z, get $20 off your first year. How can you beat that? Our other sponsor is Graze, G-R-A-Z-E.com. Healthy snacks for a healthy lifestyle. Just head over to Graze, put in the code CORYS3R5P. Your first and fifth box are free. You can get them weekly. You can get them bi-weekly. You can get them monthly. You just order a whole bunch of them. It's great stuff to keep you away from the vending machine at work. Now, if you would like to leave a comment for any of the podcasts that we do, we'd love those. Go ahead and email us at solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com, or you can call 952-856-0519. Operators are standing by. Okay, it's just a place that will record your calls, but we'll play them on the air. We'll answer your questions. We love getting feedback. Tell us what you think. Ask a question. Suggest a topic. Be a guest. Send us your stuff. SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. If you would like to advertise on any of the Solitaire Rose radio shows, you can. Just email us at SolitaireRoseNetwork@gmail.com. Subject, advertising. Thanks.
And here I was going to say that we didn't have any sponsors. This is awesome. We already have sponsors.
Damn right we do. We are a professional organization.
Yes, we are. That's awesome. However, I do have one question.
Sure.
Okay, where was the vibrator company?
They haven't asked for ads yet.
They haven't asked for ads yet?
No.
Well, from what I hear, it's a do-it-yourself.
Please clap.
Damn?
Yeah. Yeah. So we will be back in 2 weeks to give you more bad advice with Wolfie and Corey. Have a pleasant evening.